Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That was Ben.
And that was Kevin. And we're back.
Oh, yeah, we are here. Are those new? Those have been there.
Those have always been
and
there.
And I'm pointing behind me. This is really good.
Audio content.
Yeah, those pictures have been there. It's good. We're back in the dining room.
And it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. The last beautiful day that we're going to have.
Really?
I think by Tuesday, it's going to be 15 degrees outside.
Mm. Okay. So after this recording, maybe go outside.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go home and lay on my couch and watch football.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep the window open.
Yeah. Just pop it.
Yeah. Kevin, how's it going? We purposefully didn't. We sat immediately down and hit record. Because I didn't want to ruin anything.
Really
I didn't
want to
lose
to
any juice.
It's going well,
good.
I think. I don't know.
Was your show good a couple weeks ago, last time we recorded?
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
I got a new team.
This was a good warm-up?
Yeah, it was a good warm-up, I think. I don't know. I missed warm-ups, so.
So you don't have a good comparison.
I don't have a good comparison. But the show went well. What have you been doing?
The usual, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing that exciting.
Yeah.
Just doing some meal prep before you got here today.
Oh, yeah.
But that's good. Check that off.
I have some soup at home that I'm going to eat for lunch that I'm pretty excited about.
What kind of soup?
White chicken chili.
Okay, that's good.
From the Daily Bread.
Oh, I don't know that place.
Oh, man. You need to go to the... Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in De Pere.
Okay. It's a little far, but okay.
It's not too far. It's like down Manchester.
Okay. All right. I'll go.
This is great content.
Yeah, we'll put it. We'll put it somewhere in the extra.
I do have something.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So on my way over here today, I decided to listen to the episode from 2 weeks ago because I enjoyed the episode from 2 weeks ago when we had Brian on the show.
Yeah. Was this your second listen?
It was my second listen.
Okay.
It's the first time I've ever done a second listen. I made it about 6 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided it would be way more useful of my time in this car for about 20 minutes to listen to the Amateur Traveler Pod.
Did you actually listen?
I did. I
go on.
Yeah. It was not good.
No.
No. I mean, here's the thing. I think I'm just jealous because he has advertisers. So Christensen is his name.
Okay. Angie's going to sponsor us soon. So don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't be too jealous.
This is true. But... yeah, I mean, the song coming into it was very like on the nose and not great. And I was like, oh, our song is better.
Sure.
It's just a weird. Yeah, it was. He's got a good podcast voice, so I'm kind of jealous of that.
Oh, that's too bad. I hate that.
Yeah.
But what's the show about? Like, what's the format?
So it's
Destination of the Week.
The one that I listened to, he had a guest on. And the guest was talking about a road trip they took in Canada, like in the northern part of Canada.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and it was like a gravel road for like 400 something miles. So I think it's like extreme.
It's just stories.
But then I was looking at the other episodes. There's some that are like Tokyo or, you know, cool destinations. And then one of them was like road trip across Kansas. I was like, come on, man.
Amateur.
I know. I need to listen to that one.
Keep us updated. Keep us updated on the Amateur Traveler Watch.
That'll be our new segment. A recap of the episodes of the Amateur Traveler Pod that we've missed.
We're just going to draft on that. Maybe in addition to my Fast Flicks podcast, TM, I'll do an Amateur Traveler recap.
You know, going back to the Fast Flicks thing,
yeah.
I've seen a video or a couple videos on Facebook where they do like really fast recaps of like Saved by the Bell episodes.
Okay.
And it basically, I think it's called like Zach Morris is a dick. And it's like from the perspective of look at how like big of an asshole Zach is.
So, but they're just short episodes. They don't talk fast.
The guy talks fast through it.
Okay.
He's like, here's Zach. He went to do this. And da-da-da.
Oh, so they're already stealing my idea. It's... As of this recording, we haven't even released the episode about Fast Flicks, and it's already been stolen.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
I've been hacked.
You've been hacked. We need a new security team.
All right, well, with that sad news having been reported, let's talk about what we do here.
Yeah, let's talk about what we do. We start things off with a performance review.
And this week we have a big one.
It's a lot to catch up on. And it's going to be good.
It'll be good.
We're all going to learn.
Then after the performance review, we have the heart of the show, where we take one question from you, the LOL audience, and then we answer that question using the tarot. We draw three cards, which in the order that we draw them represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Then we do the card of the week.
That's for everyone. Then we do the intro.
Nope. Then we do the outro.
Yep. I was getting ahead of myself.
We're on the tail end of the intro here.
Yeah.
Telling you about what we do.
This intro's been so long that I feel like we've just gone into a new episode.
We're starting over again.
Yeah.
It's been good. This is what happens when we like haven't seen each other for a while.
The energy is just...
We're both
the
really,
pressure.
Yeah, we're just excited to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Snores of our enemies in the background.
Yep. Now you're taking a sip out of a Dasani plastic water bottle today. Not mad. Could be.
Yeah. I was, when I bought this water bottle, because that's another thing. I did get my water bottle back.
Good. I meant to ask you when you said that episode, because I know that the water bottle was going to Japan or something.
My water bottle is
Your water bottle is a little amateur traveler.
Yes. I should probably get like a Japanese flag for it or something.
Yeah, sticker.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's back.
It is back.
But not here.
I forgot it.
Okay.
And so now I'm using single-use plastics, which I don't like to do very often.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a plastic bag. Man, I'm really destroying the environment today.
Red Bull today?
To the car.
Okay. Done? Mm-hmm. Gone?
Half.
Okay.
All right, that was our fluid update.
That was the fluid update for today.
Let's jump into Queerance Corner.
Nope.
What?
Performance review.
Oh, shoot. Man, we're... Okay. Performance review time.
Shadai. Now we're in the performance review. This week, we are going to do a big performance review update from our friend Christina, who was off for a couple weeks, a lost lol for a few weeks there, had an injury and was a lost lol for a couple weeks, and now is found again and has come back to us with much reviewing.
Much, much reviewing.
So to begin, in episode 146, we were talking about the Wheel of Fortune, and there is a demon type character on there, and you had called it a, quote, demonic looking thing. And Christina says that that is Anubis, the jackal-headed Egyptian god of the dead, who represents higher states of consciousness. According to Biddy Tarot, which is a website, the snake is Typhon, the Egyptian god of evil. And then Christina says, I have also seen this snake related to the snake from Adam and Eve. It's not a phoenix, it's an eagle, and it's not a griffin, it's a lion. So, basically, you couldn't have gotten anything more wrong. Like, you failed on all accounts.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the eagle one, I'll give you. But the lion has wings on it.
Okay.
What's a lion with wings?
You're right, it's a griffin.
Okay.
So, I don't know what...
I'm not saying that Christina's wrong, because mm-hmm. that's not what I'm saying, because she's definitely right. But I'm also saying that I was not wrong in assuming that it was a griffin.
Also, hopefully you can help me remember, but somebody also said they took umbrage that we called it a nothing burger card and provided some helpful advice about like the Wheel of Fortune being partially about remembering that when you're up, things can always go down, and when you're down, things can always come back around. So not to get too comfortable because the situation can change.
Yeah, I think it was Michael.
I was going to say it was Michael too. Yeah. And so it was helpful because last night I was actually doing some live readings for some people and the Wheel of Fortune came up and then I had that nugget in my head. So I'm learning and getting better. And I felt good when the Wheel of Fortune came up knowing that I could talk about that instead of just saying that it was a nothing burger card.
It's kind of like the conversation we were having about like, at least with my journey with tarot, is that like we're just always adding information.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we started, I could definitely not look at a card and be like, oh, that means this. But now I can, and I have like opinions about certain cards.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if they're the correct opinions.
But you have opinions, and that's all that matters. Part two of this performance review, episode 143, we had Judgment. And if you remember Judgment, there's that angel, and he's got like the English flag with him. And so Christina and Maggie had a really nice back and forth in the comments, sussing out what this was about. Essentially, the flag is the flag of St. George's Cross, which has, it's like an equal armed cross, which stands for balance or restored balance. And the flag of England is also derived from this cross, but the card itself doesn't have anything to do with England or the flag. Then Maggie added that St. George was the patron saint of England, and his cross was used on the flag to designate their ships. The Union Jack, which was made by combining St. George's cross in the foreground with St. Andrew's saltire, patron saint of Scotland, which is a white cross corner to corner on a blue field, and St. Patrick's saltire, which is a red cross corner to corner on a white field. Christina found something that said that the angel is not Gabriel, but Metatron, which I included only because I have to assume that Metatron is like a transformer.
Yeah, I was just reading that up and I saw Metatron and I was definitely going to comment on that.
Yeah. So what is Metatron? Is he a good transformer? Is he a bad transformer? Because Megatron's the bad transformer, right?
Yeah.
And Metatron has got to be like his younger brother.
Yeah, Metatron. No, maybe like Metatron is just like above it. Like he's just so
meta. Oh, because it's meta. So meta. Okay, so it's...
It's like meta world peace. Sports reference.
I got it in there.
I was telling our Lyles that it's a sports reference.
They might not know. Sure. That's what we've got.
Yeah.
For that. So that's where the flag is about. It's about balance or restored balance, not England, but there is a relationship. We were feeling really good about ourselves and felt like we were getting pretty good because there weren't a lot of comments. But as it turns out, Christina was just sick for a couple weeks.
Yeah. But it really isn't that bad.
No.
We got some props for NAFTA. And,
yeah.
And a tarot three-way.
Chadai. All right. Well, that was the performance review. And now we can move on to the spread.
Do we have to say Queerance Corner?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So now we can move on to Queerance Corner.
There we go.
This week's question comes to us from Jorge from Torreon, Mexico.
Hip, hip.
Jorge. And this is what Jorge says. He says...
I think I need to read this one.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I apologize. I was just like rolling. I was really feeling it. I've been talking a lot today.
No, you're good. Jorge says, hey, this is Jorge from Mexico. One of the partners of the previous company I work for reached out to me offering to start a new company with me running the day-to-day. I'm very excited about the opportunity, but worried about losing the security of my 9-to-5 while the new venture becomes profitable. What would be your and the tarot's advice on juggling both things?
Wow.
Pre-advice.
I guess it depends on what Jorge means by juggling both things. Like, is he trying to figure out which one to choose, or is he going to try to literally do both at the same time? Because make sure that you're not going to get in trouble doing both at the same time, like conflict of interest or anything like that.
Yeah, that's definitely good advice. I was more concerned about, like, having a 9-to-5, but then also running the day-to-day of another company. Yeah. Sounds like a lot to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely... I guess that kind of comes into what you're saying, where you're definitely going to run into times where you're doing work for the other ones, for the other company, while you're at your 9-to-5.
Yeah, don't get in trouble doing that.
Yeah. Pre-advice, tread lightly.
Tread lightly. Yeah. I guess it depends on the relationship that Jorge has with the company that he's at right now.
Yeah, and like what was the nature of that other person leaving? Because they left on bad terms and like the person had to sign like a non-compete. We need our amateur legal counsel in here.
I know. This is very much for entertainment purposes only, you know? So I feel like that's tough because really at the core of it, it's just stick with the safe job that you know or try something new that's going to maybe be more exciting but is riskier.
I'm always the one that's like going to say take the risk,
mm-hmm,
personally, but I think that's just a decision that you would have to make for yourself, and I think the cards would probably tell us too.
Yeah, and for like your family or whoever else you have to support too.
So here's something from I'm teasing the deck that we're going to have.
We have a surprise deck for Card of the Week.
Yeah, it's a surprise. I'm not going to tell you about it.
But you're reading from it.
It's like a little fact sheet on it.
Yeah.
And so the three card spread, and I don't know if it applies here, but I just thought it was interesting and worth bringing up. It has a couple different ways to do the three card spread.
Not just past, present, future.
It says past, present, future is the top one, probably the most predominant one. Situation, problem, action.
Okay.
You, me, us.
Okay.
It's probably a good one for relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
And then option A, option B, how to decide.
Hmm. That seems relevant.
Yeah.
So should we do that? Should we just switch it up on this one?
I think it might be interesting to do option A, option B, how to decide.
Okay. I think that's good. I like that. Good job. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, let's do option A is old current. Venture. Yeah, current. And then option B is new venture, and then how to decide.
Good. This is one of the rare instances that we deviate from our usual read.
Yep.
This is big.
Ooh, don't tell Daddy.
Brian will be listening.
I just called Brian Daddy.
Option A, the current job. Here comes the card. Flip.
Two people inside a hopa. Right?
I think so.
I mean, say hopa,
but you gotta, I mean, you're doing it maybe hopa. More traditionally.
So there's the four wands that are in the ground, and above them is garland. And these two people that are inside of it are raising their hands in celebration. It looks like a wedding. I think it is a wedding, right?
Yep.
It's the wedding card, the one that you read at weddings.
Interesting that this is the option A, which is the current job, and not the option of like the new job where people are coming together. But also another part of the card is that it's a four, and fours are always about stability and feeling secure. This card is probably speaking to that aspect of option A, and maybe unsurprisingly, it's underlying the key feature, the key attractive thing about Jorge's current situation at his current job is that it's very secure, it's very stable. He is sort of like one part of that marriage, and the job is another part, and those two things have come together, and he has this stable 9-to-5 job that he can rely on and that gives him, you know, the things that he needs.
Yeah, I like it. Let's do option B.
Option B, the new venture. Flip. Oh. This is going to be good. I got it.
I'm speechless.
Okay. That's because it's the tower.
Yeah, it's the tower. We've never drawn the tower.
No?
No.
I thought we did with Brian.
Did we?
Yeah.
Maybe we did.
It was card of the week or something.
It was card of the week.
So we've had it, but.
So anyway, the tower is. Oh, it's we haven't drawn this one because we were using a different deck when we did it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The tower is a very troubling card. It is a tower, and there's a lightning bolt hitting the tower, and things are on fire, and people are falling out of the building. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
What I love about this card is that there's this giant crown at the top. Like, I think it's supposed to be this guy's crown, and it's just perspective. Like, the crown is really close to us, but it looks like the tower got its crown knocked off.
Yeah, I see that now.
So the tower is all about something unexpected, some sort of unexpected reversal of fortune, misfortune that's going to come to you. There's nothing that you can do to protect yourself from it. You just have to brace yourself and be ready for it. In the context of this option B, like, I don't know how I would read this. I don't know that I necessarily read this as, you know, disaster is going to strike if you choose option B, but more that if option A is all about stability and balance, then option B is the exact opposite of that. And you know that leaving your current role isn't going to be easy, but rather it's just going to be a huge amount of change. It's going to really turn your world upside down and really alter a lot of the day-to-day stuff that you come to rely on, and there's no getting around that. You know, part of the question was about if you could do both, and I think this card is saying that you need to dive in all the way, and you need to just know that it's going to be a huge shift, and you need to just be ready for it.
Yeah, I kind of balked a little bit when, like, we turned it over, because it seems like a really bad situation. I mean, the tower is never necessarily good, but yeah. I think the way that you're describing it, where it's like, it's almost like this unknown, and but you know that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know that it's going to be difficult and it's going to be hard, and there is going to be stuff that's going to be, you know, you're gonna have to change.
Uh-huh.
So it's not necessarily as bad in this context.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel too, and it's just a reminder that it would be a huge change from where you are now, but you just have to sort of accept that if that's the path you're going to walk down.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So Card C now. How to decide? Flip. The Magician.
That's a great card for how to decide. I know, for like a
future slash how to decide card.
Yeah, so the Magician is standing at a table with all of the things in front of him. A cup, a sword, a wand, and a pentacle. They are holding a candle in their right hand, raised up, and they're pointing down to the earth. And there's a bunch of flowers at the bottom. What was that thing called?
Lemniscate.
I knew you'd remember it. I can never remember it. It's a fun word to say.
Yeah, that's over his head, representing infinite wisdom and potential.
That's good.
Yeah, so the Magician is one of my favorite cards, and it's all about that potential. The Magician is here. He has all of his tools in front of him. He's pointing at the sky and then down to the earth to indicate that, like, I'm going to take something in my head and bring it into being in the world, into reality. In terms of the decision, I sort of feel like this is leaning towards the new thing.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head yes for that as well. Because I just think that it's, in regards to like a new venture and a new opportunity, the Magician's early on in the Major Arcana, it's number one, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that full potential, the beginning of the journey, and using all the tools.
Yeah.
Having all the tools and using all of them. And it sounds like you do have that and you're the right person for that job.
Yeah, and it's just saying that you're deciding between this stability versus this tower event that's going to really shake things up for you, but you have what you need to do it. You know, you don't need to wait for anything. If you want to make that step, you have what you need to make that step. You just have to decide to bring it into being and know what the path is going to look like, but you're prepared.
Yeah, the cards are kind of telling you it's like it's not going to be easy, but you are able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool reading.
This is a good reading. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Jorge.
Well, thanks again for the question, Jorge. That it was a good reading. Good one to start your week off with. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and hopefully it answered some questions for you.
Yeah, and good job, Kevin, with the new spread. I like that.
I'm all about the spread. I think that we can come back to like those different types of spreads too.
Yeah.
Like if we ever get a relationship one, the you, me, us card. It just sounds weird to say it, but you, me, us.
Yeah.
Because that could be, like, really bad, too.
If we ever have an issue, you know, you, me, us.
Yeah. If we ever... we might need to do a teaser for next week.
Yeah.
We might need to do a you, me, us card.
Okay. Those are good. I like those three-card spreads.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do card of the week now and get to that thing that we've been teasing.
Well, I've got a surprise for you and for the Lols.
You have brought something with you today.
I have.
And I'm watching you shuffle it like a monster.
You know what? I'm doing this all wrong. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, that was good. You undid it.
I know. I know what I was doing.
That was good.
So I have brought Everyday Tarot.
AKA the Tiny Hands Tarot.
It's a normal sized card. Like a playing card size. And I'm going to pass them over to you so that you can review them.
Oh, man, this is bringing back a lot of old memories.
Yeah.
You know, this used to be my job.
I'm going to pass the book over as well, making sure that we're in the right order.
Okay.
Because the book is, it's very succinct and not as wordy as Al.
Is that what we're going to go with today, is the Tiny Hands Tarot?
I don't know if there's enough in there or not. I guess, we'll start with it, and if we need more clarification...
Okay, so we've got playing card-sized cards, as Kevin said. We also have not gold, but gold-colored sides, which is nice, a nice touch. And then, very simple. I see why Kevin has this deck. I see why he likes it. We've got gold, purple, and white, those three colors on the cards. And these are very simple, flat icon-type drawings where, you know, it is the imagery... It's like the idea of the imagery that you would see in the Rider-Waite deck.
Yeah, it's definitely very Rider-Waite influenced, I would say.
Yeah, like this devil is really cool because you have sort of the devil head and then you have the two people with their tails and then there's like the devil hand holding the chain. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I browsed through it yesterday because I just found it in the basement and the devil was the one that kind of stood out to me as my favorite card in there.
That, yeah, it is really cool. And the Empress, she's a pomegranate here. Yeah, this is a nice deck. I mean, I get the feeling from feeling it that it's not going to shuffle super easy. I'm going to go ahead and just give this one 5 stars.
Whoa!
5 stars for the Tiny Hands Tarot.
Boom! Yeah, the shuffling is definitely a problem, but that's because I haven't ever shuffled it. So I think once you get it kind of worked up.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
5 stars.
I've done well.
This is good. I like this deck.
All right. Card of the week time.
And we haven't really discussed what card of the week is. So, Kevin, do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Card of the week is a card that's for everybody. Lost and Found Laws. Shira, who's snoring right now, will get a card of the week right now. The people that are driving by on the street will also get this.
So. Davi's here with us today, chilling right by my feet.
Oh, wow. Davi usually doesn't get that close to me.
No. So it's for her. It's for Letty's cat.
Jorge's business partners?
Yep. Yep. They might need this.
Yeah.
All right. Here it comes. Flip. The 9 of Pentacles. And I guess, who's going to describe it?
You can describe it.
All right. So the 9 of Pentacles, we have a woman and she has a white bird in her hand. And then she's standing. There's like a purple background. And then there's just grapes and pentacles behind her, which are sort of representing that bush that's behind her in the Rider-Waite deck.
I do remember this one from the Rider-Waite deck. So the little book that this deck comes with, it's very small.
Yep.
It's the size of the card. So, you know, the card size is kind of cool, but as a book size, it doesn't really leave a lot for us to read in here, but that might be okay. So you have created abundance. Now enjoy the fruits of your labors. Don't be afraid to splurge on something special for yourself. Use your wealth to create financial independence in the long term.
Okay. That's good. I mean, that's a good message for this week, which is let loose. This is like the opposite of the 4 of Coins, which is all about holding on to your wealth. And this one is all about you've made it, and so now you can spend it up and live life a bit this week.
Yeah, I definitely don't need that advice. I like to spend money. So.
Well, then hopefully we'll get another recording in quickly and overwrite that card with a new card.
Yeah. Like a 4 of some sort.
Yeah.
I do like the 4 of Swords, like a nap card.
Yeah. I also feel like this is a good deck. This is a good deck for people who know the tarot. I feel like it would be hard to read this for people who don't know a lot about tarot because the images are sort of straightforward. I mean, I think it's a 5 because I know a lot about the tarot. But then I'm just thinking about last night how I was reading for people, and I feel like these cards wouldn't give them enough to sort of bite into. But
yeah, I see what you're saying. I think because, like, and you can tell that it's super heavily based off Rider-Waite. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the characters even look the same. Like that looks really similar to the card.
Yeah.
So for me, even being I'm better at tarot than like the person that you're probably reading for at a party.
Much better.
I know more, but like. And I know what symbolism to look for. So, like, you know, I know, like, on that Fool card we're looking at, like, you know, I can see that he's starting a journey and he's got his little spindle and all that stuff. So, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but I like it. Still 5 stars.
That was card of the week.
Well, here we are in the intro part 2, the outro. That was a callback. I guess we'll begin by saying thank you to Jorge and wish you the best of luck if you do choose to pursue that new business opportunity.
Good luck with that. Also want to thank the Lols.
Thank you for being here with us this week. And now a moment of silence for the Lost Lols who could not join us this week.
That was good enough silence. You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website. And at that website, you can ask us a question. That's the primary function of that website. That's how Jorge got his question to us. He put it in the website and it came to the email address.
Very nice.
We also have a phone number. If you would prefer to text or call in your question, that's 314-325-6047. That's it.
You can also come join us in the Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
Now that Christina's back, it's been very lively this week. Maggie was posting some alien memes. Christina was doing all the performance review. Somebody was posting a new deck that they just got.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk in here. A
lot of content this week.
As a short aside, because we have been talking a lot, I am a little bit bummed out. I listened to another podcast with Edward Snowden on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Edward Snowden said very bluntly, no, there's no information on the CIA servers or, you know, the whatever servers he was using about aliens. He said,
isn't that what he would say?
No, he was the one that like let all the secrets out. So I feel like he would be like, yeah, they have a ton of stuff on aliens.
Oh, okay.
There's like some deep thing where he's like, I'm going to expose the government for all their spying, but I'm not going to tell anybody about the aliens. It'd be a deep cut.
I'm sorry, Kevin. You going to be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, Kevin, you can console him at his Twitter, at Scouts Tarot. No content, but you can send him a direct message and console him.
I think I'm going to start following Edward Snowden. Okay. He's going to be the only person that I follow.
All right. Good.
You can find Bennett on makingallthisup.com.
That's a website.
He writes things sometimes.
Occasionally in the past. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcast. I like licked my lips a little bit like to wet them. And then I licked the microphone, which threw me off for a minute. It wasn't good. I didn't like that I did that. Rate and review us on iTunes. That's an application, I guess. I was going to say it's a website, but it's not. It's an application. Apple Podcasts. That's the place probably where you downloaded the show, unless you're listening to it on Spotify. Can you rate things on Spotify?
I don't know. I've never used Spotify for podcasts.
Me neither. If you can rate us on Spotify, do that too. But I know on iTunes, you know, leave us a 5-star review. I will say that it really does make us look legit. Again, last night when I was doing a reading for these people, we were talking about the podcast. Somebody looked it up and then they were like, wow, 55-star reviews? What? So that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Thank you to everybody who has rated and reviewed us and given us 5 stars. But this person was impressed. And so you can help us impress more people if you do that.
It is one of my biggest things that I use to impress people.
Your 55-star reviews.
I'm just like, hey, I got 55 five-star reviews. That's a lot of fives.
Let us get to 55 so we can have 55 five-star reviews.
We have 55-star reviews.
Yeah, but let us get to 55. And then maybe we'll overtake Amateur Traveler. He's probably not even aware of us, you know?
No, he's not. Maybe I'll send him like some mailbag tip. Oh, I'll do some recon. I'll be like, hey, I've got a good travel story. And then I'll call in, but then we'll be calling in like through
our number.
And we're recording it. And we're like, yeah, got it. That's definitely looking for a lawsuit.
Yeah, like a prank. Yeah. All right. Item number 9. Thank you, too. You got anything?
Thank you to Chris Christensen or whatever his name is.
Chris Christopherson.
From the Amateur Traveler.
Okay. Why are we thanking him, Kevin? For inspiring us to do better.
Kind of.
To be more.
Yeah.
He's like our Shaq Kobe thing.
That's
Shaq, a sports reference.
Our Shaq Kobe thing. Yeah. Yeah.
She was really having a deep... I guess that means the show's over.
Yep. Spoiler alert. Magic is real.
We gotta sell NAFTA hats. We'll probably get in trouble for that, but...
I think
you can't. You can't get in trouble for that.
Yeah, you probably can, first of all. I feel like you can get in trouble for anything.
Okay.
But I think if we... I don't know. I have an idea in my head.
Okay.
That will make it so we... maybe don't get in trouble.
Okay.
What was it? North American Free Tarot Association.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty wordy. So it was going to be really hard to like write that all
on a hat.
I have some ideas.
Okay. I can't wait. Well, maybe it'll say NAFTA, big letters on the front, 5 letters, NAFTA. And then that's on the front. And then like on the part where, like on your hat where you shrink the size down.
And say North American Free Tarot
Association.
That's
where it's all printed out.
What if we just have like from side to side?
Okay.
Like North American Free Tarot Association.
Yeah.
Or NAFTA across the top, like somewhat big, but then like coming down from it, American Free Tarot Association.
We have a lot of designs in the hopper, so we'll get to work on that.